What's going on, folks? CJ Lowerman, aka That Sports Gamer, here, coming at you live with episode 76 of Bullpen Banter. Now we're going to be talking about the new Team Epic missions that have come out and the Southpaws event, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff, because there's been a bunch since we've last talked. If you didn't see me and Snaggle J do a little live Bullpen Banter type thing, I had from PAX East last weekend. I highly recommend you going over to youtube.com/thatsportsgamer and checking that out. We called it another mound visit. The mound visits will be like not official Bullpen Banter episodes, but just little in-betweeny things. So they won't go up in the audio feed. Those will just be the videos archived over on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. We talked about a little bit of this stuff that we're going to talk about, but not all the stuff that's happened this week. That's going to be tonight. And then, for those of you watching live, after the episode wraps up, we're going to jump into some of the Southpaws event and stream a little bit of that and see if we can do good there. Before that, let's talk about all these goodies that came out this week with MLB The Show. Obviously, they did a stream earlier in the week. We'll talk a little bit about that for a minute, but let's check out some of this stuff. The first thing we learned last week was that they did some changes to the exchanges that are in the game. They've added some more souvenir exchanges in there so you can get some more of the stuff. Because they don't want, they're saying that they don't want the jersey exchange, the hat exchange and stuff to be a hampering in your fun. Which some of these exchanges are kind of huge, so they are a little bit of a hamper on our fun. They just wanted it to be like an extra thing to do. And now it seems like there's been enough community backlash in the prices of this stuff and how expensive it is to get some of these guys done that they've done. They've gone in, added the souvenir exchange. Prices dropped for a little bit on some of the souvenirs, but it seems like a lot of them have actually come back up to the normal price. So it worked for a little bit, so that was good. Also, they changed up the positional programs. No longer do you need to have like the specific jersey that they had initially. Now it can just be like one of any jersey from that player's team. So that's also going to make that a little bit easier on that side. They also did some roster update stuff. Not real updates, though technically, I guess Yu Darvish did get like 33 more speed, which was nice. But mainly they just had a bunch of new players that they created come into the game, as well as some position changes that were necessary. Me and Snaggle J actually talked about that in the in that mound visit episode of Bullpen Banter on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. We got into that. We went through like every single thing that they changed. So if you want to check that out, go over there. I don't really want to talk about all that in this Bullpen Banter episode. They added some new packs. We came to standard packs set 2. They've added a Edwin Encarnacion flashback in there. Pretty beastly card, except for 40 fielding. So that's really going to be a problem. What else? Team Epics. They talked about Team Epics. They were coming. They are now here. We're going to talk about that in just a second. They've also updated the Show Nation, which still has a very, very long way to go before it gets to where we need it to be, to even be on par with last year. But it's slowly coming along. They've added your user inventory is now back on the Show Nation. And now when you're on the My Orders page there, you can go directly to the card by clicking on it rather than just seeing the name, then having to go look it up again. And some more quality of life stuff, so now you can ignore other users on there so they're not bothering you. But yeah, Show Nation still has a lot of work to do. Like, they just rolled out the Southpaws event. There's no way to search for left-handed pitchers or left-handed batters or switch-hitting batters, stuff like that. Also, I noticed today, if there's a card in your lineup and you try to sell it on the Show Nation, it will say success, but it actually won't go up for sale because it is in your lineup and it doesn't even give you the message that it's in your lineup. So that can be a little confusing if you didn't realize, because you might have think you might have sold it. But you didn't, which I realized because I had Ken Giles, who I played terrible with last night, and I want him off my team, and we're going to try to sell him. Next up, Team Epics, they're here. 120 new reward cards and more. We can actually just go into the game real quick and check them out if you want. So here we are. You go into programs, go down under created player to now the Team Epic programs. Each of the 30 teams, when you start it, you'll be able to have a free card right off the bat. So if you want to do that, I would highly recommend just go in, get those 30 cards. I think some are bronze, some are silver. So there's some good cards in there to get. And that's free, first card right off the bat. Then every team has a 25 and 50% unlockable, as well as a 90% unlockable. Here is the Rangers with Mike Napoli, who is kind of a monster. 84 contact versus righties and lefties, and then 92 power versus righties, 91 power versus lefties. 57 vision, not too bad. 97 discipline, also very nice. Only problem is 64 fielding for a catcher, 55 reaction, 62 arm strength. I think a lot of people are going to do this Team Epic. The only problem is, I think once you do that, if you use Napoli at catcher, he does have first as a secondary position. If you do use him at catcher, I think people are going to try to exploit that and take advantage of you. So highly recommend you getting Napoli. I'd probably play him at first just to be safe, because he doesn't really have the arm to play behind the plate for you. And so the way these missions work are, you get that free card to start with. Then you go do some stuff with him. For example, in this Rangers one, you get a Derek Holland, what is it, rookie flashback? A Derek Holland breakout flashback. With him, you need to tally 7 innings pitched and a win in one game. Then you're going to unlock the Rangers rookie second baseman, the Rangers hardware closing pitcher, and breakout Napoli, and they all have missions for them. There's also a team stats that you need to do with Texas Rangers hitters. 500 total plate appearances, 50 runs, 20 doubles, 3 triples, 20 home runs, 50 RBIs, 15 stolen bases. Also pitching ones for the whole team, 200 innings pitched with Rangers players, 12 wins, 160 Ks, 15 saves. And then there's also 2 play versus CPU games that you'll need to do. There's a interleague rival, and for the Rangers, it's the Rockies, and a divisional rival. And for the Rangers, it's the Astros. Now, I believe all of them are going to have one that you have to play on rookie difficulty, and the other one will be on either veteran or all-star. So if you are doing stuff like the positional, the starting pitcher positional, what are those called? Positional programs. These are some CPU games that would be worthwhile to do doing it that way. Also, you know, in this case where your guy's a starting pitcher on the Rangers, you might want to try to do one of these positional games or one of these versus CPU games. Hopefully you get him in your start so you can knock out 2 birds with 1 stone there for that kind of thing. Then there's also exchanges for autographs, bobbleheads, and live series cards from that team. And the amount of exchange value you need is going to vary depending on the team and kind of what their rewards are. So if they have bigger rewards, it's pretty much going to have more value that you're going to need to trade in the exchanges. Why you want to do Team Epics? Well, some of the teams have pretty good cards at the 90% level. Again, these Rangers have this 85 Diamond Napoli. I believe the Twins, if you do them, there's an 87 Diamond Francisco Liriano rookie flashback. Who else? Who else has got a good one? The White Sox have an 87 Diamond Luis Aparicio. But again, not all of them are diamonds. So like the Braves, they have a 83 Warren Spahn for doing their stuff. But I assume, because of that, some of these exchanges are going to be a little easier. So this exchange is only for the player exchange for the Braves is only 12,000 in exchange value, but the Rangers was 16,000. That's gonna vary. So depending on which teams you want to do, you can go in here and you can go check out each one's. Diamondbacks have an 87 Steve Finley, who's pretty good. 75 contact versus righties, 70 contact versus lefties, 80 power versus righties, 87 power versus lefties, 81 vision is very nice, 86 fielding. Pretty beastly card that you can get with a little bit of grinding and a little bit of trading in. And then, so once you get to that 90% card, You're gonna have a stat mission for that, and that's gonna get you up to 100%. And then you'll also get Universal Nameplate and the actual program reward. Now, why might you want to do these if not for the card rewards? Well, these program rewards collectibles, you're going to be able to trade five of those in into any of the Immortal programs. Now, all the Immortal programs have added a mission that is Exchange Team Epic programs, and that's going to be for 5% progress. What you need to do is trade in five of these collection rewards, and then you will get 5% towards any of the Immortals that you are working on. So again, if you do all 30 teams, you're gonna have the ability to add 5% to six different Immortals. So that's something you might want to look into. If you do that, that will save you from doing either, like, depending on who it is, the exchange third baseman or the exchange to position players, the jersey exchange, or the hat exchange for that Immortal that you're working on. So something to look into. Since a lot of these just have big stat mission ones, just through playing, you might knock out some of these. Probably not a lot, but over time, you'll just be knocking them out. So, go in, find your favorite team, see if they have a card you want to do, or if you're really working on these Immortals, you can start going in and getting an extra 5% towards them. Looking at the Baltimore Orioles, Chris Davis's All-Star flashback, 92 contact versus righties, 122 power versus righties, 34 vision, a little whack, 68 fielding, 58 arm strength. He has first base, third base, left field, and right field as second base as secondary. So there's a lot of good cards to be had in here. If you're looking to put in some time and get some stuff done, the Yankees have a Jason Giambi flashback with 74 contact versus righties, 105 power versus righties, 125 discipline, so you can get them check swings in there. Oh, and that's also where you get the Aaron Judge Universal Profile Nameplate, if you're interested in that. And of course, you're going to get XP and stuff throughout that. XP, tickets, stubs, all that good stuff. What else? What else? What else we got here? A ticket counter update. I guess they thought people were going to get XP faster. Now they've gone in and lowered some of the requirements for these ticket counter stuff. So now the first one is going to be at bronze level 5. It's still the Carlos Carrasco right now. And I think they're rotating in some cards for these. Then at bronze level 15, you'll be able to purchase Pokey Reese. Or not Pokey Reese. Pokey Reese, first off, why is there not a Pokey Reese card in this game? That'd be pretty legit. Also, a Chu Freeman would also be well earned. Level 50, we got that Kendrys Morales. And also at level 50, they've now added a rookie flashback, Vladimir Guerrero, who's also pretty good. 84 contact versus righties and lefties, 52 power versus righties, 63 power versus lefties, 90 vision. So with his contact and his vision, he's going to have a pretty big PCI to hit at. 66 fielding's okay, 92 arm strength, so he's got that cannon, plus 81 speed. This is an Expos card, so that's pretty good. So if you can get to level 55, which I'm almost there, I might get him. He's pretty good. Though I do have Bryce Harper in right, so obviously probably not going to do it. Actually, could he play over JD Martinez? He doesn't have the power for me to play over JD Martinez for my team, but he's pretty good. So if you want that Vlad, or I actually like this Kendrys Morales as well. That's been out there for a while. So if you're looking for a way to spend those tickets, this is your place right here. FSU 214 in the chat, which you could be part of the chat if you're watching this live, assuming that you're not watching this archived. But right now we're doing this live. It's very weird, very confusing to be in multiple time streams at the same time. He asks, "Is it smart to buy the Vlad off the ticket counter if you won't be able to buy the Immortal?" I mean, if you really like Vlad, this is going to be the easiest way to get yourself a Vlad. And he's pretty good. I would probably recommend him, even if you are going to do the Immortal anyway. Because it'll be a nice card to get you some of the way. So how does, I would assume, let me look at the Vlad. Oh, the Vlad Immortal's not even up yet, right? Yeah, so we'll have to see what the Vlad Immortal looks like, because I wonder, you might actually need the ticket counter Vlad for it. So there is that. So I would definitely recommend picking him up, because you never know when you're gonna need him. Oh, right, it's the right. Good job, CJ. It is the Team Collector Award being done. So yeah, if you want that Immortal Vlad, you're either gonna have to spend a lot, or just get that one off the ticket counter. So I guess they're gonna just put out his other ones all throughout the game, I would guess. So we'll have to see how many more Vlads they're gonna pump out. Because in the ticket collect in the Live Series collector, there's only the one, right? So ticket counter is gonna be one. It'll probably be one as like a season reward or maybe a BR flawless run or something. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that works out. What else we got here? Timed missions coming up this Sunday, the 15th. Yes, Sunday the 15th is Jackie Robinson Day. There's now a Jackie Robinson Day mission in there to get 10 hits with him on that day. It'll give you 5% towards the Jackie Robinson Immortal. So if you, actually, in theory, if you went in right now, did the second base exchange, which would get you the hardware Jackie Robinson, then you got the 10 hits, then you did the team epics, the team epic exchange, you wouldn't have to do the hat or jersey exchange for them. So there's that. If you got that hustle to do that team epics exchange, or the Jackie's MVP season, but I don't think you're gonna be, if you're listening to this now, I definitely don't think you're gonna be able to get Jackie's MVP season done by the time Sunday rolls around. Again, as I mentioned, they had the roster update last week that moved some positions and brought some new guys in. The first roster update with player attributes is scheduled for late April. So they've got that going for them. And then the other big thing is the creation of the Southpaws event. We can look at this real quick. I don't like the screen. We'll look at it on the website. So yeah, 30 wins in the Southpaw event is going to get you a Diamond John Lester All-Star Flashback. What is the Southpaw event, you ask? It is all lefty pitchers and all lefty hitters. This is running from today, April 13th, until April 23rd at noon p.m. Pacific time. I guess noon is technically already p.m. Max team overall is going to be 75. Max player overall is 99. Again, left-handed pitchers and left-handed batters. No switch hitters in there. These are three-inning games. Entries cost you nothing. Five cumulative wins gets you a souvenirs pack. 10 cumulative wins gets you a silver Live Series player. 20 gets you a gold player, gold Live Series player. And again, 30 gets you the All-Star Flashback John Lester. Pretty decent card. 97 stamina, 73 hits per 9, 77 Ks per 9, 80 walks per 9. He's got a four-seamer, a cutter, a sweeping curve, a sinker, and a changeup. So great pitch mix. So, could be a good card. I'm gonna try to push for it. Only being three inning games, I feel like I can make a decent run at it. So yeah, 'cause I think the last one was 35 games you needed for the cumulative reward, but those were six inning games. So, and there's also. Within one entry, if you win three games, you'll get a 64 to 74 Live Series player. If you win six games, you'll get a 75 to 79 silver player. Nine games in one run, you'll get an 80 to 85 rated gold player. I guess this is, I'm assuming this is a typo. Because I believe it's probably an 80 to 84 gold player for 9 wins. And 12 wins in a run will get you an 85 to 89 rated Diamond Live Series player. Also, as mentioned by Healthy Lou Gehrig in the chat, this is a great time to be working, or if you are working on getting the program for Billy Wagner, which I am. Two of his things are left-handed saves for 20%, which you need 75 of, and 200 left-handed holds. So these are going to be all lefties. So any saves and holds you get are going to be with lefties. So that's good for you right there. And that would give you 35%, which would get you not only the 10% Billy Wagner, also a universal profile pack, an autograph pack, and it would get you close to getting a Phillies jersey, but you would only need to do another 15% to get the 88 Diamond Billy Wagner that throws Ched and has 106 hits per nine and 98 Ks per nine. So, I don't know if you're going to get 200 holds in this. If you get lucky, maybe you'll get two a game plus a save. So it's going to take some time. But yeah, if you really grind it out, you may be able to get 35% of Billy Wagner done just from this event alone. I think that's it for that. What else we got here? No, I think that's it. Again, double elimination in each run, just like BR. But yeah, really, once you get 12 wins, you can lose out and then start that counter again, because you're not going to get more. Like, if you get 24 wins in one round, that's not really going to help you. So you could just start over. Maybe you get a couple diamonds while you're doing this. I'm trying to think what else. So if we want to talk about this this event, sadly, I hit the button and already went in and looked at and locked my team in because I'm a moron, as the kids say. Let me try to pull something up for you, because I have my team screenshotted. So let me see if I can just pull that up. Nope, I guess I cannot. Hold on. Take that out. Just drop these in. Okay. So we can talk about all these. Yeah, so my plan for this is going to be pretty much just dump. Not really worry about the starting pitching. Mainly focus on the hitting and the bullpen. So if you're watching us on the stream, I'm just setting, just trying to set up these images to see. So just give me a minute. But yeah, mainly focusing on hitting in the bullpen, not worrying about the starting pitching. Again, because it's only a 3-inning game. Most likely my starter is going to come in, face a batter, maybe two. I need to be better about this, because even in BR, I screw it up and let them pitch for like an inning. I need to be better about just letting them face one batter and not being in there for the whole game. Where is this image? Okay. All right. So let's go through who I got. So for starting pitching, I'm using Derek Holland, who's a 63 bronze. Yohander Mendez, he throws like 94, 95, so I grabbed him. Cody Reed, 55 overall for the Reds. Marco Gonzalez from the Mariners. And Jason Vargas. Jason Vargas, 5-pitch pitcher. Only problem is he throws a little bit slow. But again, starting pitchers are going to be in there maybe for one batter. Get him in, get him out. And then move on to the bullpen, which in my bullpen, I'm going to have Jake Diekman, Jake McGee, Brett Cecil, Brad Hand, Josh Hader, Zach Britton, and Andrew Miller. I think Hader is a really good pick. Also a value budget guy. Throws Ched, good slider. I believe he has 99 contact. What does he have? 99 pitches. What is it? I think he's got 99 hits per nine and 99 Ks per nine, something like that, or higher. It might be higher. Let me. Josh Hader, 97 hits per nine, 97 Ks per nine. But, you know, with IE boosts, he's currently running on a plus 12. So he's actually got, what, 109? So he's rocking 109 hits per nine and 109 Ks per nine. So go out there, get yourself a Josh Hader. Andrew Miller was one of those guys that I sprung for. When I had those stubs when I started in the game, 106 hits per nine, 109 Ks per nine. Right now he's on plus six boosts, so he's doing pretty good. 112 hits per nine, 115 Ks per nine with that boost. Pretty nasty. Okay, let's look at the lineup. Bench. Lineup. In center field, I have Ender Inciarte of the Braves, Bryce Harper in right from the Nationals, Daniel Murphy at second base, Freddie Freeman at first, Michael Brantley in left, Brian McCann behind the plate. Brian McCann, this is the flashback from the Braves Live Series collection. The cap is not eligible, balls on base. Shortstop, we have Didi Gregorius, and then third base, we have Adam Frazier. You may not know who Adam Frazier is, so let's go look at him real quick. He's a shortstop for the Pirates. 73 overall bronze. Why is he in here? 81 contact versus righties. 81 contact versus lefties. 35 power versus lefties, not that great. 84 vision. So again, contact plus vision divided by 2 gives you the size of your PCI prior to whatever the pitcher stuff is. Messes with it. 65 fielding, not bad. I mean, not great, not bad. Kind of weak on the arm strength. Maybe I'll move him to second base. With that arm strength, might be a smart move to move him to second base instead of third. But also has second base, third base, left field, center field, right field eligibility. Kind of big, kind of nice for him to be there. Should be a good dude on my team. Daniel Murphy does have third base's eligibility. He also doesn't have a ton of arm strength, so maybe we'll leave Frazier there, actually. Yeah, if one of them's got to play third, I don't know which one's going to be. I guess it'll probably be Frazier, because he's got a little bit more arm accuracy. But it's going to be toss-up. Now I'm really worried about it now. Now that we've checked out his arm strength, I'm a little bit worried about him. On the bench, I've got Malik Smith. Because I love he's got decent contact versus lefties, I believe. But then his speed is up there. 87 speed, 53 contact versus lefties, which not great, but more using him for his speed off the bench. Backup catcher Omar Navarez. Let's see if I can go find him, and we can see what his ratings are. 60 contact versus lefties, 34 power versus lefties, 70 blocking, 58 fielding. Again, he's mainly going to come in if for some reason I need to run for McCann. Also got Babe Ruth in here. I figure I can knock out some. I might be able to knock out some of those missions that you need rookie Ruth to do. Is he a left fielder? I guess. Yeah, left field. Versus lefties, he's 57 contact versus lefties, 77 power versus lefties, so not bad there. But again, problem here, 54 fielding, 28 speed, more of going to be a pinch hitter for you. Speaking of pinch hitters, we got Jim Edmonds, 81 contact versus lefties, 63 power versus lefties, 88 fielding, 84 reaction. Probably could start for me over Inciarte, but Inciarte is more of a real leadoff hitter. So we got him, and then Arimel Tapia is a center fielder for the Rockies, and he is also in there for his speed. 91 speed, he can play all three outfield positions. Actually, 65 fielding is not great, but 81 reaction and 91 speed, he's going to be able to track down balls. 39 arm strength is absolutely trash, though, so that is a little something to worry about there. I've seen a lot of people talking about getting Schwarber in there as a backup catcher, as Balls on Base is mentioning in the chat. A lot of people are playing also Joey Gallo. So yeah, as we do this game, or as we jump into season, as we jump into this event, after Bullpen Banter, we'll see what happens. I think it's gonna be fun. I mean, unless I get blown out a lot, in which case I'm not gonna think it's fun. But yeah, I'm excited to jump into this event and play it out. So we'll do that in just a few minutes as I wrap up this episode. I think we talked about a lot tonight. What did we cover? The changes to the souvenir programs and stuff. The new exchanges, the new roster stuff that they added, that they did last week. Ticket counter changes that we talked about. Team Epics, the Southpaw event. Pretty much covered everything, everything that I wanted to, so I'm happy about that. We got a little shorty in. This is going to be the plan for Bullpen Banter. Going forward will be Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So if you can join us, I would appreciate that very much. But if you can't join us live here on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, you can go to thatsportsgamer.com/bullpenbanter. There you've got the subscribe links. You've got the YouTube videos will go up there. Also, the link to the Bullpen Banter Discord. If you like talking about MLB The Show, definitely go to thatsportsgamer.com/BBDiscord. Come join the server. I think we got like 130-something people in there chatting it up about MLB The Show all day, every day. But yeah, so now it's going to be Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. I think this is a pretty good time. Might be a little bit late for Snaggle J. I know Millennium's been doing some stuff tonight, so obviously he's not here. I'm flying solo. But hey, when you fly solo, you know what? We just covered a whole ton of content in roughly a half hour. Now we get to go hang out and play some events, which is a little bit nice sometimes. So yeah, thatsportsgamer.com/bullpenbanter. That'll get you all the linky dinks that you need. I'm going to double check right now just to make sure everything is there for you. Yeah, we've got the links to the YouTube page, the iTunes podcast page, the Google Play Music podcast page, the link to Pocket Casts if you want to add it via that, or just an RSS feed you can add it to any podcast player, as well as a link to the most recent archived episode on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer, and again, as I said, the link to the Bullpen Banter Discord. So yeah, thatsportsgamer.com/bullpenbanter, with or without a hyphen in between bullpen and banter, will get you there. Yeah, as always, guys, thank you very much for watching, listening, or however you're doing this. You can always follow me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer. Always happy to talk there, again, or the Bullpen Banter Discord room. What else? Had a great time in PAX in Boston last weekend for PAX East. Really enjoyed getting to meet Snaggle J in real life. We hung out. We watched NXT TakeOver New Orleans. We did that Bullpen Banter episode that I mentioned earlier. And had a bunch of fun. I really had a great time. Maybe next year you'll be there and we can hang out as well. But if not, we can always hang out here live on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. But yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of Bullpen Banter. Again, if you're watching live, please stick around. I'll switch over the thing. We'll play some events. But now, for me and for you, it's time to get out of the bullpen and get into the game. Take it easy, folks.